day and night, night and day. We got to let this sweet aroma arise. Amen. It's so great. So this morning, this is our second week of missions month, and we got a great taste of it last week with Oscar Brooks. But this week, we have one of our own, Pastor Chris Nair. He has his services on Sunday evening at 5:30. It's One in Christ Asian International Church. Amen. So he'll be speaking today. And just to let you know, also, if I'm not mistaken, tonight we have Oscar downstairs, right? Tonight at 5:30, please make it. Oscar will be presenting a message downstairs for the One in Nation Asian Church for Pastor Chris. So if you have time, 5:30, Oscar Brooks will be downstairs sharing a message that God has prepared for us. Amen. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Pastor Chris Nair, and he'll be talking about Pakistan, which he represents, and that we as Door of Faith helps the mission. Amen. So, Pastor Chris, can you come up? Amen. Let's give him a round of applause.
I greet all the pastors, Pastor John, Pastor Pat, Pastor Darren, Pastor Jacob, Pastor Steve, all the pastors here, and all the beautiful people of God. And thank you for the beautiful weather. We are here. That's the love of God resonating in us, whatever the situation, we are here. And I give God thanks for all of you, you are present here, and today, this morning, I will take you to Pakistan without paying any ticket to show you some places, our work, what we do, and then we talk a little bit about what the mission work is. Does God has any mission work? That Bible tells us that he does mission work. So all these things we'll discuss later, but let's go to Pakistan first. Can I have my tech guys to just put up. Before we start, I just want to give God thanks. Just close your eyes before we travel. Heavenly Father, give all the honor and glory because your name is powerful. Your name be glorified. In all our efforts, whatever we do, let your name be glorified. Whatever we are doing as a church, as individual, my prayer is that, Lord, let every effort from us be fruitful. And the purpose is to glorify your name. Bless your people as they gather here. And bless this fellowship as we talk about the word of God and see the work God has done through us. So I pray that, Lord, let this time of fellowship be very blessed time for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. So you see all this. This is the main church that is based in Karachi, Pakistan. So we have five churches here in this place, one main church and then five other places. And thank God the fellowship I have with Door of Faith from last 13, 14 years. Thank you for their faithfulness, supporting financially and with prayer. And I just want to say that thank you, Door of Faith, Ohana. Your contribution, your prayers can bring that much. God bless this church, and I bet every effort of ours be the cause of blessing others. So the senior pastor and his wife is at the beginning, Pastor Rizwan and his wife. and all the churches, and our team is here. So this year we have 22 baptisms in 2025. 22 people gave their life to Christ, which is a big plus. You know, the situation in Pakistan is not favorable. Like, we meet here freely, we can shout hallelujah, we can jump around, but these places, you have to be wise. Where are you going? Which area is this? But I give God thanks for his hand upon his people. In all these troubles, God's work never stopped. Praise the Lord. Praise to his holy name. Praise the power in his name that keep his people going with him. He keeping them in him so they can continue with all these troubles. They are still worshiping the Lord with all their faith, with all their heart and mind. So here we have one life building education center where people send their children who cannot afford school and their expenses. So we give them free education so they can prepare themselves to go to different schools and colleges. So this is what God has put in my heart to provide opportunity to learn, because God give us an opportunity to do something for him. So same way I do, in a same, with same heart I do for them, so they will receive opportunity to grow, because every child God has given to us need opportunity to grow, to know him, to have education. So this is the main purpose, to have a life building center so they can build their life through the word of God, through education, so they can grow. Second slide, please. This is what I'm talking about, Life Building Educational Center, Karachi. You can see children free of cost. We have three teachers teach them the level. The age group is from 4 to 8. And then they go to different schools. But this is the place where we teaching people, teaching children to receive free education. And they learn every day how to pray, how to read the word of God. When they hear something, they take with them whole day and they share with the families, that's how life can be fruitful with God. So from childhood, they learn all these things. Praise the name of the Lord. Second one, third one. This is another education center in Multan. That's Punjab, Pakistan. So we started with, when we visited 2022, June 23rd, we were there. And one of the lady, you can see, she's her teacher. She gave her life to Christ. And she said that God put in my heart to start work with children. So she started with one. Now we have 73 children in this place. And they are receiving free education from this place. Thank you for all what you do through prayers and your financial support. These people are getting benefit by that. Next, please. This is the new church we started in 2025. This is again close to Islamabad, Pakistan, the city called Gujar Khan. This church was burned and people were so upset at the time of Easter. And God, one of the elders contacted me and I said, God, I know this is another disappointment, other problem, but let me help them. I don't know which way, but so I contact different people, Pastor John and Pastor Jonathan at Kalihi Union Church. And God provide the resources. So we managed to rebuild the church. You can see the new church is the very first one. They rebuilt it. And Fauzia and Shahan, they were there. They called them to open the door so they can pray. So the church was burned in March 2024. And then we bring them back in 2025. And that's all glory and honor to his name. Not me, but all those who work together to glorify his name. Thank God and praise God for his wonderful provision to do his work through me and through you and through all the churches. Next one. This is a local church that we have downstairs, Pastor Darren was talking about. That's one of our praise and worship nights. We have every 2 months praise and worship nights. We have people join us from different places. Kalihi Union Church, Door of Faith, Home Church. So we do every 2 months. We come together. Only we worship the Lord and we enjoy the food together. Next. This is the Thanksgiving service we had in our downstairs. Next, please. Okay, this is the tour we had in the mission trip in 2025. And that was very successful trip I ever had. 138 people gave their life to Christ in 3 cities. And nothing better than a pastor who all our efforts is to bring people into the kingdom of God. When people give their life, nothing better than that. That's the fruit of your work. You receive. You see with your eyes. That's the reward. This is the church in Karachi. That's the first meeting we started here. It was 2 days in Karachi. Next one. This is in Multan, where Stella from. So she preached the word, and people poured their heart. What do you want us to do? They are, in all these troubles, they're still faithful. Come to God every day. And they open their heart. And that lady, she's a head teacher, she gave her life in this meeting. And after that, the things are really working well for her and for her life and her family. Next one. This is the church which was burned in March 2024. And we rebuilt it. That's elder, one of the elder who contacted me. And he arranged 2 days healing and worship meetings there. And we had a wonderful time. You can see Shahan and Fozia there too. So that was a time when people see God's presence in their life. God's presence in the time of trouble. They testify that with your encouragement, with your prayers, we managed to hold ourselves in those trouble time and we bring ourselves back. And thank you, God, for restoring back your house back in a beautiful environment, better than before. That's the honor and glory to all glory and honor to his name. Let's talk about today. We'll talk about mission work. What is mission work? And I was in prayer last week when Pastor Jacob told me that I have to speak next Sunday. And I was thinking what to share with you. And I was just closed my eyes. So the question I see in front of my eyes, that does God has mission work? We talk about our mission work. You see all the flags? That's there for a purpose. I believe we support all these countries. So that's our mission work. Pastor Jacob go to Korea maybe 3 times in a year, putting all his efforts. The purpose is to do God's work. Pastor John travel a lot. All of the pastors. We do. Pakistan is 27 hours journey from here. So we do all to glorify his name. But does God has his mission work and how he does his mission work? That's I'm going to share with you. God has a mission work. He is the first one who initiated mission work, and we are following him to carry on the mission work we have given a task. I believe every church have mission work, and rightly so, because if we are limiting to our own people, that's still good enough, but it completes when we go out. So reaching out is a mission work. And when God created Adam and Eve on his own image, everything was best, everything was going well, unless the sin came and separate us from the fellowship, from the presence of God. And since then, God is doing a mission work. What is the purpose of God's mission work? Is to bring back people who are separated from him. People who are left his presence due to disobedience. Mission work God is doing is to restore them back with him, in him, and in his presence. So, the first mission work, when God talked to Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, he said, go, leave your country. So this is where the first mission work started, initiated, that God doing his work, then he's sending his people to go and reach out. That's what we're all doing, I believe. We all have heart to reach out people. And that's what Jesus said, that I came to seek the lost ones. And the best thing to explain God's mission work is John 3:16. He loved all of us. The verse tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever, the beauty of God's mission work is it covers all. Not only Christians, not only believers, but all those who know that there is one God who created us. Even they don't believe, still the love of God covered them. The love of God create desire in them that God who created heaven and earth, think about me. That's what you have shared to others. My brother, my sister, God loves you. He think about you. Even though you are not his people, but he still think about you. So that's where he's sending his people. He started his work through us. We failed. He started his mission to restore the unity back, restore life back. And then first mission work initiated by God, sending Abraham to go, leave this place, and I will, through you, I will bless nations. So that's where we see that if you go out, if you're sent by God, he provides resources. He creates opportunities to bless people, to share the love of God with them. What is God's mission? God's mission is to love people and restore life back among people. He loves his creation. He loves to have fellowship with them. And we can see when he created Adam and Eve, he had beautiful fellowship. Come down, talk to them. That's his mission. To have relationship with you, with me, with all those who know him or don't know him. He wants to have fellowship with all of us. And then second thing is, he reflects his image through us. because we were created in His own image. So through His image, we can reflect His love with others. That's what God's desire. His mission is to, we can take His love to further to all those who don't know how God, how much God loves me and you and others. He loves creation. And He created us to be in His presence and to glorify His name. But even though we failed, His mission never stopped. He keeps searching people. He sent prophets to talk to people, to bring God's message to them. And finally, He sent His Son to complete the mission of God to bring people back who were left His presence. And how we can take this mission further. His mission is to love people, share His love with people, and restore life. So the same message, when we share with others, we are doing God's work. We are doing mission work. Whenever we meet downstairs for meetings, Pastor John always asks one question. Do you get a chance to share with anybody about Christ? It looks very, why Pastor John is asking every time? But now I understand there's a purpose. That's God's mission. And He's telling us, brother, do you get a chance to speak with someone about Christ? That's our mission work. So it's very important to see opportunity. I remember when I was in UK, I would read my Bible in the train. And some people, brother, what are you reading? I said, reading Bible. So that's where the conversation starts. I remember one of the, a person from Jamaica, he said that, oh, are you pastor? I said, yes. Can I ask you a question? Can you close your Bible? I said, yes. So he said, was God black? Was Jesus black? What is your thought? So I was surprised. I said, what should I say? I said, how much you love Jesus? Oh, I love Him from all my heart. I said, if you love Him, you can see Him as a black person, as a white person, as Asian, as Jew. So it's all you, how you see, how you look at Him. He said, you answered my question. I said, thank God for that. So that's how you love God, and you can see in all colors Jesus in front of you. He is creator. He's the master. You can see Him in all, whatever the picture you can draw in your mind. So when you get opportunity, just share. And I'm sure Holy Spirit will help you to answer those questions. One more question. The lady was asked me, I was on a television interview. The Muslim lady questioned that, brother, pastor, I have a question. You preach about healing. You preach about life. You preach about raising the dead. I have one question for you. I said, yes, please. So when you pray, why still people use medicines? I said, okay, before I answer your question, can I ask you a question? She said, yes. I said, is the powers in the medicine or a power in the name of Lord Jesus Christ? The power of Jesus Christ make that medicine work. If He don't give you life, no medicine can work. The medicine will only work when the life is given from Jesus, from God. She said, okay, I got it. So thank God for all these things. Opportunity comes. You have to speak. You know how to, if you know God well, you can speak, you can explain, you can share well. If you don't know, then we have to know God to share Him with others, to share His love with others. So, when we talk about God's mission work, every church has planned their mission work. They do support through prayers, through financial, as I just mentioned, that Door of Faith supporting us from last 13 years faithfully. And that's how every church should do that. Because if we limiting the scope of sharing God's love only to our Ohana or only to our churches, still good enough. But God wants more than that. To go out, reach out. He sent Abraham, go out and I will bless you. He sent Nehemiah to rebuild the place which was ruined, which was burned, the gates. So he sent people to do his work. That's how God's mission work continue from the day one till today. We are busy. We're doing God's work. We have, Pastor Jacob has mission work in Korea. I have in Pakistan, maybe other all pastors. But desire is, what is the desire? To bring people back into the kingdom of God. Bring people back into the fellowship which was broken. The beauty is, this mission work is, the purpose is same. My purpose is same. All the people who have worked for God, the purpose is same, to save people. Bring people back into the kingdom of God. So, if you have the same purpose, that means your mission work is aligned with God's mission work. And then you can expect the power of God fulfilling you to speak, to share whenever you got opportunity. God sent Moses to deliver Israelites from the bondage. He chose him to go and speak to Pharaoh. That's our mission work. Though we have excuses, I cannot do this, I don't have time, I cannot speak clearly, but leave it unto him who's sending you. He knows how to use you in different places, in different situations. You have to be ready for the call. Isaiah chapter 9 says, he saw the glory of God, the throne of God. And he said, me? Serving him? God said, yes. You serving me. And with all hesitation he has before, he clearly said, send me. When clarity comes in your mind, then you say, yes. Send me. He sent Nehemiah. When he got the message, he was disappointed what happened in Jerusalem. But he prepared himself. He actually just first gave himself for the work. He took courage and he has a passion to serve his people. He said, I will go and I will rebuild. I will restore life where the life has been destroyed. And if you read Bible, Exodus, from Genesis to Exodus and onward, God sent different people, different time to share the message of life, share the God's love with others. But the purpose is same, to save souls. The purpose is to bring back people into the kingdom of God. And it never stops. After that, all these prophets came to play their part in the mission work. God sent his son to complete the mission work. It was not for a man to complete what God wants, but God sent his son to complete the work of salvation. And he came down, he did his job. And after that, it continues just like a baton. So he gave us the baton. He gave his disciples, okay, now I'm sending you to do work. You will be my witness to all over the world. So that's how God's mission work continue, and he used me and you to carry on what God wants us to do. The main thing you want to see when you do mission work is your mission work, is your plan are aligned with God's plan. If not, it will not be successful. My plans, I can keep it to myself. But if my plan join with God's plan, it will be a successful mission work. People see the glory of God working in through you, reflecting his image through you. So the purpose, the first thing is very important is in your mission work, my mission work is my plan. My mission work is aligned with God's plan. How can I assess that? How we can assess that our plan is in line with Jesus Christ's mission or God's mission? When your heart has the same love when God has his people. That's the, you can assess, you love people. In anything happen, we pray here. Wednesday, what we do? We bring different requests. Pray for this country. Pray for this sick person. So that shows that we have the same love God has for his people. That's why we come and pray. So this is where you see, assess that your heart is full with the love of God. That's why you feel the pain when the body of Christ suffers in any part of the world. That's how you assess yourself. And then that love reflects through you. Not only prayer, but you can support somebody, when you help somebody, you provide. That shows even further that you even think further than prayer. That's how this church feels that their prayer and financial support can do God's work better with prayer and other support. So it's a complete mission that you pray for them, and when you have resources, you help them to preach the gospel, to teach people, to bring people together to know God. So that's how this works. Does mission work has any reward, what we do? Do you ever thought about it? Pastor Jacob, you thought about it? You go 3 times in a year to Korea. You think about what the reward God has for you? I'm sure Pastor John did a lot for God. You ever thought about reward? Yes. He has reward for you. He said, if you will continue, you will reap at the very right time. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 said, don't give up. The time will come that you will see fruit, and that will be your joy. And this is the reward of your work. Maybe you have seen many people, you share the word of God, they come, Pastor John, I want to give my life. There's a never better day or better time for you to thank God I would be able to talk to this person and now a person is here. I remember when people lined up, said we want to give my life to Christ. My eyes was full of tears. God, I waited for this opportunity to see people coming forward and giving their life to Christ. That's the purpose of all our mission work, to bring people closer to God, bring people back into the kingdom of God. They are lost in the world. Their different situation broken them. The problem, the trouble, jobs, situations, bombing, all this stuff. Suicide bombing. But when in those situations somebody say, brother, pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. That is the best fruit I can see. And that is your reward. That is my reward. That is your reward. For everyone who do God's work, that is our reward. And you can feel the joy in the service. Proverbs 11:25 says that if you refresh people with the word of God, That is a joy. You see that the word of God, through your message, people receiving God, that is a joy of service, that you share the love of God, you share the word of God, and that word touch that life and then urges them to come forward and receive God. That is the service you provide, and that's the reward. And then it gives you strong relationship. God used me. Wonderful. I can pray for people. I can touch them and they got healed. That's the reward. Little testimony, I never forgot that day in my life. When I was in Karachi, we had a fortnightly prayer service. And one night, me and my daughter, I had a harmonium. I only had a bike, didn't have a car. So harmonium was in the middle, Zara was at the back, and I was driving the bike. And I see the group of people stop me. Hey, stop, where are you going? You don't know this area is closed? I said, sir, I don't know this area is closed, but our center is just further down, only 5 minutes drive. No, you're not going to the center, you're going to heaven. You're going somewhere else, not going. Okay. They said, get off your bike. That's why I got off my bike. So they put the bike on the floor, they put the gasoline on the bike. They asked me to stand there like this. So they about to burn that bike and they almost put gun over here. Will you still go to your church? Stop doing that. I heard you guys converting people. I said, listen to me before you do anything. Do you think I can convert anybody? I have no power. I have the power of the word of God, but I don't have power, but the power of the word of God has power to do that. So I'm not converting anybody. You are mistaken. So the conversation lingered on, which helps. So I see one of their group leader came running to me, and he was my college mate. He saw me and like my hands like that, the bike was on. He said, stop, everybody, stop. What are you guys doing? Let me talk to him. So he looked at me. He said, come on side. He said, please don't go this road. This is a dangerous area. I said, this is the only way I can go to my church. He said, pick up his bike, clean it. Minute ago, I can see death right in front of me. Minute after, I can see life in there. That gives you a courage and dependable relationship that God intervened at the right time. I could have not standing here preaching this word. He cleaned my bike, everything. He said, Chris, I honor what you guys are doing. Just go. He said, let everybody get aside, let him go. So I went there, and that night, worship was different. You got confidence. You receive power, and you even say that if God can save me in that situation, he can save me in other situations too. That's the fruit. When God give you life, you preach life. When God show his love, you show your love to people. So I went there and it was a wonderful worship night. That's how you see the fruit of the mission work. And that reward creates more trust in you. Trust God. You trusted more. When Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego was thrown in the fiery furnace, what happened? They could easily say that, okay, tell king that, okay, we won't do it. We will be quiet. We don't say anything, but what we're going to do, we worship or not. Just pass this time, and then God knows that we love him. But no, they said that we cannot do that. We have to stand on the word of God. So they said that we cannot do this. King, we cannot worship the image. We better give our life rather than worshiping other gods. So they were thrown in the fiery furnace. God intervened at the very right time. and they were saved. That gives the people confidence that even in that situation, God intervened. He can intervene in any situation while you're on your mission work. He can save you. He can use you mightily to glorify his name. He can use you to bring people back into the kingdom of God. He can give you courage to speak boldly even in the situation where you cannot speak. That's create trust in you, strong faith in you. And finally, God never ever forget what you do for him. Hebrews 6:10 says that he never forget the work you do for him. That is your big reward, that he remember what you're doing for him. God remember what Door of Faith is doing for all these nations. God never ever forget. That's why we see all the blessings in this place. We see day by day the increase. We see day by day the blessings of God coming upon us due to what we do for God. And he never ever forget what we are doing. My question is for me and you today, or maybe before you heard the voice of God through Pastor John, through Pastor Jacob, Pastor Darren, we heard the word many times. Did your heart receive it? Did you have a desire to do mission work for God? Where you see all these rewards he has for you, and you are working for God. Nothing better than that. Is that voice of God, the word of God, touch your heart? Jesus said that my Father's desire is that we bring forth fruit, more fruit. How we can be more fruitful? How can we be more active for mission work? How can we do more for God? First of all, prepare your heart. If the voice today touch you, that as Isaiah said that, Lord, send me. If that voice touching your heart, do not hold yourself. Present yourself for God's work. And you will be rewarded. And you will see the power of God working through you. And you have testimonies like this. Second is, if we are preparing ourselves for God's work, just spend some time in his presence for more clarity. God, what do you want me to do? Paul asked the same question. He was afflicting people. He was bad for people of God. He was doing all what he can do against God. When he saw Jesus, he fell down and said, Jesus, what do you want me to do? The time will come when you'll ask God, God, I have spent enough time wandering here and there, doing other things, but I want to work for you. What do you want me to do? Just sit down, find out what God's will for you, and then ask God that, send me, I'm ready. And there, your mission work align with God's mission work, and you can see the fruit, you can see the reward of your work, and you can see the mission work thriving, not here in only Hawaii or in USA, but all over the place when you are faithful with God's work and faithfully praying for those who are doing God's work. It will thrive all over the world. If today you think that this word is for me, or this word, I receive this word, just spend some time in prayer with God. And he will direct. He said that, do not lean on your understanding. Trust in me, and I will direct your path. So stand on this word. As we are closing I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and see what I have shared this morning with you. And if you receive this word and you want to do God's mission work, just pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come unto you. I want to continue what you did in my life. And I want to preach the message of love, restoration, and life to others. Use me so I can be an instrument for the increase of the kingdom of God. Prepare my heart. If there's any hesitation, remove that hesitation. Bring clarity of mind. Bring clarity of purpose so we can work together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you and God bless you, Pastor Darren.
Amen. But why is that such a good message? Because we are all called. God equips. You know, you may think, oh, I'm not ready, I'm not equipped, but God will equip. As long as your heart is willing, God's going to equip. That's one thing. You don't have to be a pastor or a Bible scholar. You just got to say, Lord, I am willing. And when you're willing, he's going to equip, because God will commission your mission. Amen. And there was a saying here that you need to, as we begin to grow, we begin to glow. And I think each and every one of us here has grown and is glowing. But after that, after we grow and glow, the next part is go. As Pastor Chris was saying, we need to go. Because how many know that we're in the last days? In Matthew 24, it says the days are evil. And there are many whose love will grow cold. But there that endures to the end shall be saved, it says. But listen to the next verse. Take this verse to heart. And it says, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that all nations will hear it. And then the end will come. Each and every one of us has a part to play in giving God's word to all the world. As Pastor Chris was praying, I know God spoke to a lot. God was speaking to my heart. It's time that we've already been growing and we're glowing, but it's time that we begin to go. And Pastor Jacob is making that opportunity for us this morning. Amen. So before service is ended, I'm going to have Pastor Jacob come up and just speak to you again what that opportunity is coming up within the next several months. And as he's speaking about it, allow the Lord to speak to your heart on going on the mission field. Amen. Pastor Jacob.
Hallelujah. Can we just, I just want to go into a prayer, right? Pastor Chris was talking about, why don't we just spend some time with God and hear what the Lord is saying. So before I make any other announcements or any other things, I just felt it in my heart that we need to come before the Lord, our Almighty God, our Father, and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, I want to hear from you. I want to do your will. You know, we live in such an incredible, blessed country. Pastor Chris can tell you that. I could tell you that. As I go all over the world, see so many different countries who need Christ. You know, we are here so comfortably. We are here in such a safety. Not many nation has that kind of privilege. And God has given us this such a time, for such a privilege in such a time as this, not for us to waste it, for us to grab hold of this opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to ask you, as you cry out before God, what do you want to do about the gospel of Jesus Christ? That God has laid it before you. So can we just pray right now? And asking God, come into His presence, speak to Him in the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You could do it silently, you could say it loudly, however the Holy Spirit is leading you right now. Let's just do that right now. And asking the Lord, God, what do you want me to do, Lord? Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah, God. God, you are such an incredible God. God, we love you, God. You gave us such an incredible opportunity and a privilege to become a missionary for you, Lord. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, to Lord God, whatever that you want us to do, we will do it, Lord. Lord, just like Isaiah said, for God, he heard the word of the Lord. Who shall I send? Whom shall I send to these people? And Isaiah cried out before you and said, Lord, here I am, send me. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, there is so many things, Father God, that we can do. So many things that we have to do. But God, there is a priority, Father God, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, Jesus. We worship you and we thank you. Asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will do incredible things and you will speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to speak to you guys a little bit. And I think that God, I really believe it in my heart. This month of Mission Month is a special month for all of us. And God wants to speak to you guys. I know we are busy. And there is a lot of things that we have to do. And I am not minimizing that. But you know, there is, Bible says very clearly, if you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, it says, I'll add all things unto you. If you decide to seek God and say, God, whatever, I know I'm a busy, but I'm going to push it all away. And I want to go where you want me to go. This summer, I'm going to set aside a time for me to go to a country. There's a two nations that I'm going to put out. But you know, in the future, there will be a greater nation. So if you guys, you know, decide to go to Japan and Korea and Pakistan, Thailand, you know, you guys know that Brother James Kang, who come here and where my daughter is work for in ACA, Amerasian Christian Academy. We're going to visit there. If you guys come to Japan and Korea, we're going to visit Japan Mission, and I'm sure that we're going to have an incredible time there, and then we're going to go visit some of the parts in Korea. I know you guys are all excited about K-food and, you know, K-pop and all those things, and I just want you to know those things did not made up Korea. It was actually one of the great things about Korea is that Korea are the largest Christian nation in Asia. They have the largest Christian church in the world. And they have the Korea blossom, I'm talking about South Korea, blossom because of they have largest church in every denomination in the world. You guys know that? And because of that reason, Korea blossom. And I want you guys to go and see that. You know, I remember I brought Tony, you know, our Thailand missionary. He was there with me for a whole week. And you know what he told me? He said, Pastor, I am so blessed to be here. Because when I wake up in the morning, I was wake up with the bell ring from the church at about 6 a.m. And everybody's going to church early in the morning and pray. That's every day. I'm not talking about weekend. Every day. And he said, you know, it's in order for me to pray in Thailand, I have to fight it and break through. It's just hard for me to do anything. But man, when I start praying in Korea, I could see there's so many saints are praying. And because of that reason, I could just break through and be in the presence of God like that. I'm not saying all this to brag about Korea. I'm saying there is a missionaries who went 100 years ago and they shed their blood on the soil of Korea. And they lay down their life for that nation. And that's why the nation has a fruit of what we have today. And you know what God is saying to me? He said, I want you to be that person who sow that seed into a nation that we are going to. Amen? We have Japan, less than a 1% Christian. We have Thailand, less than a 1% Christian. And they've been, a gospel been there for over 100 years. And God said, I want to use you to make a difference in those nations. So would you? I know you say finance is a problem. I know you said time can be a problem. But you know what? My God can do anything. Finance was always a problem when I go to mission. I remember the time that I was going to Mexico with a group of kids. I had no money. I remember the very first time that I experimented and going down to, we drove from Virginia down to Mexico. I did that for 10 years. You guys know that? And I didn't even know the, I didn't know, I had no insurance. I didn't know we could get into accident. I didn't know any of those things. God kept us safe for 10 years. So I just want you guys to know, if you step out before God, God will supply your need. And you know, I remember that one time in Mexico, everybody was coming. I didn't have no money. I don't know. And we are doing fundraising, but we are doing our best. But somehow, God somehow touched the heart of all those people around us. I raised by myself $10,000. And I did not have any connections. I just want you guys to know, if you step out before God, God will supply your need. If you step out, God will give you time. And inspire your employees to open up your time for you to come. So, could you? I'm not just talking to youth, young people. I'm talking to all of you guys here. Could you guys step up? Say, Pastor, I want to see what our missionaries are doing firsthand. I want to be part of, not just giving money, but my time to go there and see and experience what God can. Every single kid that I took, they were on fire for mission and on fire for God. I said, man, I want to live my life for Jesus. Step further than what I have right now after those mission trips. So we have a sign-up sheet on the back. And I want you guys to really prayerfully pray about what God will inspire you to do. I'm excited about next year because I'm going to try to bring in Brother James and his daughter-in-law who happened to be half Pakistani and Korean. And she's there in Pakistan right now. And she'll be excited to see Pastor Chris already doing educational center because that's what she wants to do, to creating a school, a Christian school in Pakistan. Isn't that awesome? That God create a door of faith to become a hub of a connection for all over the world. And you will be part of that. Amen? Amen? Can we all close our eyes? I will just close it for prayer. I will give it over to Pastor Darren. Father, I just want to thank you. I thank you for our congregation. I thank you for Pastor Chris, who put his life on the line. Lord God, in spite of safety and other things, he could live in America safely, comfortably, with prosperity. You don't have to touch those places. But he said, God, I will go wherever you want me to go. I will do the things that you want me to do. And I see the man of God who is paying that price up here. And Lord God, and crying out before you. Father, help us to be that kind of, help us to be part of that. Can we do that, Lord? Lord, give us that unction of the Holy Spirit today. That help us to be part of this incredible missions that you are giving us and challenging us to do. I thank you for all the great things that are happening in Door of Faith, to reaching out to our neighbors, going to Waikiki, and doing all those things, Father, you are doing. God, thank you, Lord. And I ask you for greater move of the Holy Spirit through that. But I also ask you, Lord, that you will give us the heart for the international mission. All those flags that we have up there, one day we'll go visit. We'll go there for the mission to touch the heart of the people and help our missionaries who's there on the front line. Touch them, Lord. Move upon them. Touch us, Father God, to hear your voice and go wherever you want us to go and experience and help the kingdom of God. We love you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
What a motivational speech. If that didn't get your heart going, I don't know what will. So as you enter church today, there's sign-up sheets back there. Not only for missions, but also for connect groups. As before you walk out that door, put your name on one of those clipboards in a foyer. And those online, thank you for joining us. And you can also sign up online also. So God bless you folks all. Have a good time. And I don't know who you're rooting for. Either. No, I heard Seahawks. I don't know who the other team is, but it's the Patriots. So God bless. And drive safely in this bad weather. Amen.